The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization has just released its latest report on the state of agriculture for 2016. Based on the latest figures, the organization is calling for sweeping action to be taken now in order to ward off the risk of future food insecurity in the world. Agriculture, including forestry, fisheries, and livestock, generate around a fifth of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. According to the report, climate change will expose both urban and rural poor to higher and more volatile food prices. It will also affect food availability by reducing the productivity of crops, livestock, and fisheries, and hinder access to food by disrupting the livelihoods of millions of rural people who depend on agriculture for their incomes. But to elaborate more on this is Andrea Cattaneo, a senior economist with FAO in Rome. Mr. Cattaneo, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So based on the findings of the SOFA report, how would you describe the current and future impacts of climate change on food and agriculture?
Well, first of all, I would say that in many regions, we're seeing that agricultural production is already being adversely affected. This is due to changes in temperature, in variability of temperature. Similarly, we're seeing in parts of Africa, for example, in Malawi, that there's a later onset of rains with big implications for farmers who have to make decisions based on weather patterns. These effects are expected to intensify over time. So, for example, we're going to see that the greatest vulnerabilities to climate change impacts will be most likely in sub-Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia. Overall, the biggest negative food security impacts in terms of numbers of undernourished are projected to be in sub-Saharan Africa. And the reason for this, in part, is because of the high dependence on agriculture for incomes and food security for those populations.
So what would you say are the main challenges in coping with the effects of climate change?
From the SOFA report for 2016, three main challenges are emerging. The first is in the short term and medium term, the adoption of sustainable agricultural practices and how they can help farmers cope with climate change. By one estimate, the number of people at risk of undernourishment in developing countries for 2050 could be reduced by more than 120 million people through widespread use of nitrogen-efficient crop varieties alone. And the report has more on this topic for different practices. However, the adoption of these practices is still very, very limited. Now, the reason is that they're often hampered in the adoption of these practices, farmers, smallholders in particular, by a combination of policy, institutional, and financial constraints, such as limited access to markets, limited access to credit, issues of property rights, but also access to simple things such as weather information in terms of making better decisions, and also extension advice. So these are all determinants of adoption where governments, civil society, others may need to intervene so that there is broader adoption. The second is enhancing smallholder resilience beyond the farming practices. So in terms of their general livelihoods, that's the first challenge. The second challenge is enhancing smallholder resilience because farmers can enhance their resilience through what is called diversification. So livelihood diversification, having alternative sources of income. Now, in this context, also social protection, education, and active labor market policies can help in mitigating many of the challenges associated with diversification and migration. And the third, which is a bit of a longer term issue for agriculture, is reducing emissions linked to agriculture and the food system. Because in the longer term, all sectors will have to contribute in reducing their emissions of greenhouse gases. Agriculture is being asked to produce more. Demand is going up. There's an expectation that agriculture production has to go up by approximately 60% by 2050. So to counterbalance the tendency of the agriculture sectors to emit more as they produce more, you need to become more efficient, have less emissions per unit of output. But achieving the mitigation potential in the agricultural sectors will not be easy. For example, putting a halt to deforestation and forest degradation arguably has the largest potential for emission reductions in the agricultural sectors. However, it will require accepting trade-offs. Reducing deforestation will come at a cost to the farmer. Finally, big adjustments will be required also in the food system at large. So we have that the energy use and emission intensity of food processing, also of conservation and transportation, is quite high and increasing.
What is FAO doing exactly to support countries in coping with the effects of a changing climate?
FAO is helping in multiple ways, through technical support. FAO is helping to identify the barriers to adoption of practices that facilitate adaptation and greenhouse gas mitigation. In different countries, there are different constraints. We have done so, for example, in countries such as Malawi, Zambia, and Vietnam for kind of an evidence-based approach and having a better understanding of what constraints farmers are facing. So that's the first thing. We're trying to have capacity development to lower these barriers to adoption. So once they are identified, how do you create the preconditions to overcome the barriers? And this may be through extension support, through institutional arrangements, through dialogues. Finally, the issue of cross-sectoral policy dialogue is one that emerges quite often when FAO goes into countries. So FAO tries to facilitate some of these policy dialogues to align the objectives of agricultural development and climate policies. FAO is also helping countries prepare investment proposals to access climate funds that are well integrated in member countries' development strategies. So these are the four, I think, main areas where we are trying to contribute.
Mr. Cataneo, thank you so much.
Thank you.